We are now taking you over to the Trocadero Cinema, Elephant and Castle, to hear Quentin MacLean at the organ. If only that were true, what a pleasure it would be. How often have those words come over the air in the past, and how often have so many of us waited with a thrill of expectation for yet another scintillating broadcast by that doyen of organists. The best we can do, as an alternative, is to bring you this unrehearsed recording, made partly as a salute to Mac, as he was affectionately known, and partly to create a permanent record of the final recital on this wonderful instrument in this theatre. The music you are to hear was recorded at the last recital given on the organ under the auspices of the Cinema Organ Society, who have purchased the instrument and hope one day to reinstall it in a permanent home and so bring back its wonderful sounds to all who enjoy them. I was privileged to be here in this vast theatre on the occasion of its opening recital, when Mac first endeared himself to the locals. His rendering of the famous Noctem in the Old Kent Road became almost as familiar to the audiences as did their own call to him of "We want Mac, we want Mac." Here now, in an endeavour to recapture those halcyon days, is Jackie Brown to open the proceedings with Noctem in the Old Kent Road. On the list of celebrities who are to play this magnificent instrument is Bobby Pagan. I first met Bobby over 25 years ago when he was playing at the Regal in Sauchiehall Street, Glasgow. In those days he was a great enthusiast for and teacher of the famous Billy Mayall method of syncopation. And even in those days Bobby longed to play this particular organ, but was only able to look with covetous eyes at a small model of the console on show in a shop window in Sauchiehall Street. So now I bring you a highly delighted Bobby Pagan at the mighty Wurlitzer of the Troc. First he will play "The Lady is a Tramp," and finally "With a Smile and a Song." Thank you. there is someone whose name I need not mention. His signature tune will tell you more eloquently than I can. Yes, it's Sidney Gustard, whose many hundreds of broadcasts from the Gaumont Palace, Chester, alone give him an outstanding claim to a preeminent position in the Theatre Organists' Hall of Fame. Sidney has chosen to play a few tunes from one of his famous records, a medley of classical numbers which need no introduction from me, since we all know them so well. Thank you, Sydney. That was great. Now along comes the uncrowned king of the Hammond, none other than Robin Richmond. I first met Robin many years ago when he was playing one of the first Hammonds in the show It's in the Bag. I believe it was the first time that a Hammond had ever been featured on the stage of a West End theatre. Well, Robin, let's have a look at what's in the bag now. Try a little tenderness. Nice work if you can get it. Well, what could be better? So come on, let the red, red Robin come bob, bob, bobbing along. Thank you, Robin. Thank you. That was fine. Now we have our old friend Dennis Matthew, who is going to demonstrate the pizzicato coupler in a famous old number called Idaho. He will then play Elgar's famous Chanson du Matin. Thank you, Dennis. Let it go. Thank you. Here now is today's ace organist and broadcaster, George Blackmore. George will open with the famous Spanish Gypsy Dance, then a delightful little number called Little Serenade. Now, for your friend and my friend, today's most lush and emotional player of emotional ballads, none other than pianist, arranger, conductor, and broadcaster on Hammond, another immigrant from Scotland. Who, do you ask? None other than Jackie Brown. Jackie will play his own special arrangements of The Waltz from Masquerade, a grand old number, Body and Soul, And finally, my own special favourite, Chloe.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jackie. That was great by me too. No recital of this nature could be complete without a performance of the one work which was virtually created for the organ by Sir Arthur Sullivan. It has been played on every kind of organ by every kind of organist. But today we are proud to have our own George Blackmore to close this session with The Lost Chord. Come to the end of a unique performance by a memorable gathering of organists upon an organ which has brought pleasure to countless thousands, nay, millions. an organ which may not speak again for many years, unless a new home is found for it. I am sure we are all looking forward to the day when it is reinstalled in all its splendour and playing again Noctem in the Old Kent Road, which, speaking for myself, I hope will be retained as its official signature tune so long as it exists. Not just as a tribute to our dear friend Mac, but as a tribute to the grand people of this part of South London who so unstintingly showed their appreciation of this instrument and its players through the years. So, to close Final Night at the Troc, here is Jackie Brown saying goodbye for you to Sidney Gustard, Bobby Pagan, Dennis Matthew, Robin Richmond and George Blackmore. Come on, Jackie. Come on, mate. Knocked him in the Old Kent Road.